This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Robertson McQuilkin, for 22 years, was the president of Columbia Bible College and Seminary in Columbia, South Carolina. When he wrote this, he said, "It's been a decade since that day during a Florida vacation when Muriel, my wife, repeated to the couple we were visiting the story that she had told them just 5 minutes earlier. She told a story, 5 minutes later, she told it again. Funny, I thought, that's never happened before. But it began to happen occasionally. 3 years later, when Muriel was hospitalized for tests on her heart, a young doctor called me aside. 'Robertson, you may need to think of the possibility of Alzheimer's,' he said. I was incredulous. These young doctors are so presumptuous and insensitive. When her memory deteriorated further, we went to Joe Tabor, our neurologist friend, who gave her a full battery of tests and by elimination confirmed that she had Alzheimer's. But because she had none of the typical physical deterioration, there was some question. We went to Duke University Medical Center, believing that we could get the best available second opinion. My heart sank as the doctor asked my wife to name the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and she looked pleadingly to me for help. But she quickly bounced back and laughed at herself. She was a little nervous, perhaps, and nothing was going to get her down. This time I accepted the verdict, however, and I was determined from the outset not to chase around the country after every new miracle treatment we might hear about. Little did I know the day was coming when we would be urged on the average of once a week to pursue every variety of treatment, vitamins, exorcism, chemicals, this guru, that healer, this clinic, that clinic. How could I even look into them all, let alone pursue them? I was grateful to my friends who made the suggestions because each was an expression of love. But listen to this. This is a beautiful line. For us, we would trust the Lord to work a miracle in Muriel if he so desired, or to work a miracle in me if he didn't. I would trust the Lord to work a miracle in Muriel if he so desired, or work a miracle in me if he did not. Muriel cannot speak in sentences now, only in phrases and words, and often in words that make little sense. But she can say one sentence, and she says it often, 'I love you.' She not only says it, she acts it. The trustees of the college arranged for a companion to stay in our home so I could go daily to the office. But during those 2 years, it became increasingly difficult to keep Muriel home." Now listen to this last paragraph, because this is all coming up to the last sentence. "As soon as I would leave for work, Muriel would take out after me. With me, she was content. Without me, she was distressed, sometimes terror-stricken." Now get this. "The walk to the school is a mile round trip, the school office. She would make that trip as many times as 10 times a day. Sometimes at night, when I would help her get ready for bed, I found her feet were bloody with walking so many times barefooted up to my office. When I told our family doctor about this story, he choked up. 'Such love,' he said simply, 'such love.' Then after a moment he said this, 'Robertson, I have a theory that the characteristics developed across the years come out at times like these. I have a theory that the characteristics developed across the years come out at times like these.'" Here's the sentence, all of that to lead up to this. "I wish that I loved God like that, like my wife does me. I wish I loved God like that, desperate to be near him at all times. I wish I loved God like that." Joshua said, "Be very careful to love the Lord your God." You know, that's the ultimate compliment to Joshua as a leader. He not only told people to look to the Lord, he said, "Love him."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.